Hi everyone, welcome to My Sleep Journey. And I am Dr. Cheryl Gouloy, and I'm here with Mindy Siegel of Orange Mattress Custom Bedding. And she's going to be talking to you today about the reasons for getting a custom mattress and how that is different from what you can find elsewhere and why that can help your sleep. So thank you for joining us, Mindy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And so can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. I'm a single mom, and I run this family business that I've grown up around my entire life. And I actually had a whole different career prior to running this business. And then my mom, after my dad passed away, my mom asked me to join in. So I did. And I've been here ever since.
What was that other business that you, or not business, but what were you doing prior to taking over the family business?
I was in computer science, so I was programming and doing IT work.
Oh, that's really interesting. And then from there, you ended up taking over the family business. And so was there anything that you brought with you from your experiences in computer science to the business?
Absolutely. I didn't know how to run a business. I never ran a business before, but I learned quick. And all the background in math and logic really helped me learn how to logically put things together and figure out how to achieve results. And actually, during that time of running this business, I acquired a degree in industrial and organizational psychology. So that also helped me along with customer satisfaction and employee satisfaction, as well as running, you know, day-to-day tasks and achieving our goals.
So it's that whole systems approach, looking at things from a very systemic point of view, and then thinking, how can we better serve our clients in the end and make it more efficient? What are the things and the variables to look at that can help us move forward in that direction?
100%, 100%. Yeah. Clients are number one. We want to make sure they're happy. We want to make sure they're sleeping well and they're healthy.
Great. Yep. So. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I'm curious though, because I'm you said that you grew up in this family business. So how long has Orange Mattress, or is it custom bedding? Like, how long has it been around for?
So we've been around since 1902. It started in South Carolina. It was my grandfather, my great grandfather. They were picking up mattresses, I believe, on the side of the road and redoing them. They came to New Jersey. They started a mattress factory, a big one in Orange, New Jersey, and then East Orange, New Jersey. And my whole mother's side of the family was running this business. And she married my father, who became part of the family business. And then when my grandfather died, my uncle died, my aunt ran the business and had a store in West Orange. And my father, she didn't want to manufacture anymore, so she gave all the equipment to my father, and he had a store in Fairlawn, Orange Mattress, but he started a side thing calling it custom bedding.
I see.
So it's all the same family business, just we go by the two names.
Okay.
Orange Mattress and Custom Bedding.
Orange Mattress or Custom Bedding. And so yeah. Orange Mattress is more for the people who, I guess, more traditionally would have known it as Orange Mattress, and then later on Custom Bedding to better reflect what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Right? And that's why I keep both names. Yes.
Right, right. Yep. And so, you know what? I was going to ask you this at the end, but it makes sense now. If people wanted to find you, they can find you online at www.mycustombedding.com, right?
Yes, they can. But if they do a search for Orange Mattress, we'll come up.
Okay, good. Great. Yeah. And yeah. We'll talk more about, you know, how people can reach you at the end as well, like in terms of your social media, et cetera, because there's a story about that. But before we get into that, we'll go and get into the sort of the meat of what we're talking about today, which is why a custom mattress and what makes your company so unique in that?
Well, having a mattress made for you is actually quite unique, because you want something comfortable. Everybody's different. Everybody's individual. I get these questions: is firm better? Is soft better? What mattress type? Should I get a pillow top? Should I get a natural mattress? Because it's such an individualized choice. If we discuss what the needs are of that consumer, we can custom make something to their needs. So it's a much better approach than to pick something off the shelf, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Because you can actually touch upon issues that, you know, specifically tailor-made to that client, to that person. However, I'm assuming there's a cost to that as well, right? I mean, in terms of...
It depends. For some are higher priced, some are mid, some are low. We really have a wide variety of price points.
And so how does that work? How does... So if let's say I were to go to your store and I would say, you know what, I'm looking for a mattress. What are the kinds of questions that you'd ask me to determine what kind of mattress works best for me?
Sure. Are you more health conscious? Are you looking for a natural type mattress? Are you looking for something soft, medium, firm? Do you want something more cost effective? Or would you like something that's going to last longer, cost a little bit more on the terms of a flippable mattress, like double-sided?
Mm-hmm.
What size would you like? Do you also need a box spring? Do you like a bouncy mattress or one that doesn't have any motion? Are you interested in a foam type mattress or a spring? These are the usual questions that I go through with customers, but what is your preference? It's the best when you can come in and try them. That's the best.
Right. Oh, you know, from the research, we know that medium firm mattresses are good for people who have, say, back pain, right? So if I were to come to you and I'd say, okay, so I have back pain, or I have an issue with my hip, or I have sleep apnea, then, you know, these are things that obviously when you're developing a mattress, you might want to consider. And so are these some of the things that you consider as well when people speak with you?
I do, but it honestly, it's so individualized. I'll get one person in here that say they have a back issue. The doctor told them to get a medium firm. I'll get the second person in here that say they have a back issue and they need something soft. It's like very individualized, and I've been around it so long that I can honestly say that's a fact. Very, very individualized.
Okay. Yeah. So very individualized to the person, what works for that particular person, because
right,
there are different people, different body types as well,
yes,
different kinds of issues. So, you know, there are exceptions to the rule and you can therefore deal with those exceptions.
Better. Yeah, for general people, they'll come in, they just want anything. I'm like, sure, I'll show them this and they'll be happy with whatever. The person who's looking for something special to meet their aches and pains or lack of sleep, those are the ones that really need hand-holding and to really try and see which one is their best fit.
So in terms of the hand-holding, this is where you go through the process of actually creating the mattress. And do people get to try it out? Like, do they try prototypes first, or how does that work?
Yeah, they can come to our store and lay down and try different mattresses in the store. We can shut the lights, play Alexa, a little music, whatever they like.
And then basically from there, you go on, you design it, and then it's delivered. They pick it up. They deliver it, or
either. Most of the time we deliver, sometimes they want to pick it up, whatever they like.
Right. And then if they have an issue with the mattress, do you have any sort of policy regarding that?
Sure. If there's any type of issue, we'll take care of it right away. But usually we don't ever have types of issues like that.
Why do you think that is? Why is it that you don't get returns very often.
Well, because when the people try the mattresses, they, you know, they get what they picked and they're not surprised. And so they know what they're getting. But I will say there is that customer who has purchased mattresses, who needed to purchase one like 10 years prior, but mm-hmm. has held their mattress for like 20 or 30 years. And they have slept on a mattress that has lost support. And then when they get a new mattress now that is supportive, it takes a week or two to get used to. Mm-hmm. And then once that that time frame passes, they're used to it and everybody's happy.
Right. Yes. Well, you know what? It's interesting that you say that because people, I believe I've mentioned this in other podcasts, they often forget that, you know, it's important to change your mattress. It's important to make sure that it's that every couple of years, like around 7 years, I believe.
Yeah, six to eight. Right there. Yeah.
Yep. That you go and you change it. And so that's something I think that is really critical for people to know. Because I know that at one point I hadn't changed it for a long time. This was for many, many, many years. And I had, like, I just took it for granted. And we were conducting interviews, you know, on the street with people just for a video that we were creating. And we were asking people, so have you changed your mattress? And we had people saying, oh, you know what? No, never have, you know? Or do you flip it from one side to the other? Like you said, you have flippable mattresses. Some people do, but in general, people don't. They just go to bed and that's it. And well, for everyone listening, remember, we've spoken to other mattress experts as well. Change that mattress. 7 years, 6 to 8 years is the average lifespan of one. And so in terms of in your opinion, what are the biggest or the most common issues that people have and how can they deal with that, with those issues?
Making sure that their phone is nowhere near them. That helps to alleviate distraction. They also have blue light glasses out now.
Yep, they do.
They can get to keep, you know, they keep that away so they can sleep better. Make sure the room is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
No distractions, like no TV in the bedroom. I would say go to sleep when they're tired, not when they're not so tired. Yeah.
Right. That's something that we would tell people too. And it's really interesting. We're definitely connecting on these issues, which makes sense because you're in mm-hmm. sleep and I'm into sleep as well. But yeah, definitely when you're tired. And I think that's one of the things that people often don't realize. They'll be like, I have a set bedtime. I need to go to bed at 10 o'clock, you know, but if your circadian rhythm doesn't allow you for that, you can end up staying in bed and not being able to fall asleep and then develop this association with your bed, this cognitive association that, hey, bed equals stress equals not being able to sleep, which then fuels insomnia. And it's like this pattern that you have to break, the cycle that you have to break.
You're exactly right.
I think you brought up a good point. I was also thinking specifically about the mattresses itself. Like, so for instance, mm-hmm. when people come to you, what are the most common issues that they have? And how do you help them, you know, how do you make sure that the mattress works well for them? You know, so.
Common issues with mattresses would be their mattress is too hard, their mattress is too soft. It loses support. Another common misconception that people have is they think that since their mattress has lost support, that purchasing a topper to put on top of the mattress will fix the issue, and it doesn't. If you have no support underneath the topper, you're just going to have a topper sinking into a sunken mattress. So really, I would not waste your money on a topper and just replace the mattress.
Okay. And so how much is a mattress normally, how much would it cost, let's say, for me if I wanted to go to your store and have a custom mattress made.
What size? It depends.
Okay. So what's the range? Range from...
Oh, anywhere from, I don't know, could be 500 to 5,000, something like that.
500 to 5,000.
Okay. Yeah, we you know what's very popular now? These extra, extra large king beds.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're huge, where you can have couples and families sleep in these beds. You know, they want to do family co-sleeping with their pets. And they're very popular now.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it gives them more room. You know,
yeah.
Now, as a sleep coach, and you know, having read the research, I'm like, to what degree would it be good for me to co-sleep with my dog? Which actually, there's some really interesting research about that I found that was published not too long ago. It was about co-sleeping and or just sleeping with a partner. And they said, if your partner is, you know, a romantic partner, if it's, you know, your husband, wife, etc., you know what I mean, then that's usually, people tend to sleep better that way, right? However, if you're, you know, if you're co-sleeping or your partner in your bed is your child, then not so well, right? And if it's your pet, then not so well either. So, so for all those people who are who are thinking about getting a custom bedding, maybe think about that too. However, of course, I'm sure that they were doing this on mattresses that were regular size, queen, king. Mm-hmm. So with a huge mattress, maybe it won't be as much of an issue. No study has been done on it, but yeah, so this is really interesting. If I wanted, like, let's say the Rolls Royce, the Ferrari of beds, what would that look like?
That would be our natural cotton and horsehair pocketed coil mattress with our horsehair and cotton topper. It's all natural, no outgassing, no synthetics. It breathes, so you never get hot. Some people get hot when they sleep. It'll last a very long time. You can flip it. It's so comfortable. You just want to melt right into it when you lay it.
Horsehair. Okay, I'm curious. I had never heard of that as, you know, being a material for a mattress. Like, okay, can you explain that?
Sure. They take the hair. We have loose horsehair that comes from the mane and the tail of the horse. And I mean, we get it in big boxes, but we pick it like by hand and layer it in the mattress with cotton. And it's used for upholstery in mattresses. They used to use it a lot more years ago. And it's a very expensive product, but that is the Rolls Royce product for mattresses and upholstery.
Interesting. I never would have thought about that, but I'm going to have to go to an antique store one day and look at the mattresses and say, okay, or anything upholstered. And I was like, is there a horsehair here? I would never have thought. Thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome.
Okay. And now let's say I'm more of a budget consumer. I'm a student. I need a good mattress to sleep on, you know, like what they have at the dorm isn't working for me. So,
yeah. So we have these great double-sided inner spring mattresses that we sell to dorms, actually, and they love them. Yeah, they're good quality. College kids come in, they get them. We also have these pocketed coil mattresses that are so comfortable. They call them hybrid now. That's okay. The new term.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have those as well. We have a little bit of everything here.
Well, yes, I would assume, because you're doing custom mattresses, right?
Yeah. So
you'd need a variety of different materials, ways of putting the bed together so that they can actually have it customized to themselves. But yeah. I didn't know that you actually also had a B2B component, business to business component, or in this case, business to an organization, which is the university.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. So from what I understand, then you can make children's beds all the way up to, you know, children.
Seniors, we do boats, make mattresses for boats, RVs, hotels. We do make mattresses, round beds. They like round beds, heart-shaped beds.
You're getting into those. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. We do that as well. Yeah.
Really cool. And all right, so this is great, everybody. You've learned a little bit more about mattresses, Orange Mattress, or custom bedding. You'll find Mindy at https://www.mycustombedding.com. I'll enter the information in the description. And then where can we find you on social media?
Oh, well, you can find me on Pinterest. You can find us on TikTok. Our Facebook page, Custom Bedding Orange Mattress, is up, but I've been hacked and I have no access to it right now. So I apologize for that. I'll be starting a new Instagram page since my hacked account was taken down. And I also apologize for that. But you can find us on Google My Business as well.
First of all, like, you know, in terms of getting hacked on Facebook and Instagram as well, I feel so bad for you in terms of having that happen. I know how disruptive that can be. You have all your accounts, you're trying to get in touch with your customers, your clients, and they can't help you. That's the worst part, because I know when we started talking about this was like maybe a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, it said that it was hacked, and it's been what, 2 or 3 weeks now, maybe even more.
Yeah. Longer.
So yeah, I hope you do get it back. If you don't, then you'll be sharing your new pages with everyone.
Absolutely. Yep. The new pages will be up probably shortly. But there's some great information on our existing Facebook page, all the way down to our factory with our workers, our drivers. It's really interesting. We have some nice stuff.
Check it out, everyone, but just don't send a message. There you go.
Right.
And then find the official information on mycustombedding.com, and then just Pinterest as well. All right. Thank you, Mindy. It was a pleasure having you here with us. And everybody, sleep well. Take care.
Thank you very much.